A group of Philadelphia nonprofit organizations is raising its own relief funds after a fiscal sponsor lost almost $500,000. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the demise of the Federation of Neighborhood Center and how impacted organizations now want to see changes in philanthropic financial systems.
Two dozen organizations that entrusted their financial management to the Federation of Neighborhood Centers collectively lost $426,000. Now they've banded together as Restoring Our Projects and launched a fundraising campaign. One of its leaders is Janine Spruill, founder of the youth media project Lil Filmmakers.
Few organizations had to close their doors. People have lost their jobs. Thousands of people across the city lost their services. We realized that though we are the victims, we have to save ourselves.
A fiscal sponsor is a nonprofit that uses its tax status as an umbrella to help smaller organizations become eligible for grants, says Kara Wentworth of the Nonprofit Center of LaSalle University.
You don't have to go through the whole process of establishing a full board of directors. You don't have to do all of the legal and compliance and complex grant management. You can have a fiscal sponsor do it for you, and you get to focus on doing the good work.
Grants that were awarded to dozens of small organizations were dispersed to the Federation of Neighborhood Centers, but the organization allegedly paid them forward without proper accounting. Thaddeus Squire, whose organization Social Impact Commons reviewed FNC's finances, says money that was meant for cash-positive clients were often used to fill budget gaps for clients who were cash-negative.
It's actually not a very complicated problem. You know, it's very clear what happened. You know, they were robbing Peter to pay Paul, and eventually you can't pay Peter back.
The CEO of FNC, Demir Moore, said it is more complicated than that. The nonprofit sector has been under enormous stress the past 2 years, with diminished federal funding, delayed state funding, and increased demand for services. Trying to keep everyone afloat overwhelmed FNC's financial guardrails. But ultimately, Moore admits that the blame lies with FNC, which is trying to rectify the lost money by raising relief funds. But he was not able to say when those funds could be raised. Keish Detz had to shut down her nonprofit called Decolonize Philadelphia and says she can't wait that long.
Because a lot of people don't have time to wait a year or 2 years to get their money back. People had their cars taken away. People have had to move. People had to lay off staff.
Once everyone's finances are back in order, the Restoring Our Projects cohort wants more oversight on how fiscal sponsorship programs operate. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.